One aspect of Barack Obama that Jerry Hatton's report did not mention is that if Senator Obama is elected, he would be America's first African-American president. But Obama's race does appear to figure in how governments in Europe and elsewhere would view the man if he wins tomorrow's election. Moises Naim is editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine. He's in Washington now. So let's begin where Jerry Hatton just left off, in Europe. Barack Obama is, according to polls, hugely popular in Europe. And those opinion polls suggest that he would win if he were running for office in various countries in Europe. You're not so sure, though. How come?
There is great hopes that he will win. The world is voting for Obama if they could. But at the same time, there is an apprehension. And people still in Europe and elsewhere cannot believe that an African-American can reach the pinnacle of American politics. And that, in fact, is more a reflection of their own circumstances than the ones in the United States. A French cannot imagine a dark-skinned son of a Moroccan becoming the president of France. A Brit cannot imagine that the son of a Pakistani immigrant can become the prime minister, and so on. So in many ways, if Obama wins, it's going to be a mirror on this country's racism.
That's interesting. A mirror on those various countries' racism, but perhaps forcing some of those countries to maybe change their opinion of the United States, because I think some Americans might be surprised by the extent to which people in other countries see the U.S. as still being extremely racist because of a tortured history that we've had on race relations.
Of course, but this doesn't mean that there isn't still a lot of racism in the United States. It just says that there is even more racism in these other countries, but it's less obvious and explicit than here. But also, if Obama wins, it's going to activate millions of young people around the world that are going to ask the governments, why is it possible in the United States for this to be possible and I'm denied here in my country, in Italy, in Spain, or even in some of the Middle Eastern countries.
Now, Moises, why do you say that? I mean, what have you seen that makes you think that there's this kind of unrest that could strengthen with an Obama victory here?
Again, if Obama wins, is a very strong signal of meritocracy and democracy at work. This is a person that comes from very humble origins, that has climbed just on the basis of hard work and talent.
But couldn't something similar be said of John McCain, even if people are not looking at the race issue so much with John McCain, or maybe they are?
The rest of the world looks at the son of an admiral, not as coming from the humble origins. People around the world, poor people around the world, would have an easier time identifying with Obama than with John McCain.
Well, what about the fact that Condoleezza Rice has been serving as Secretary of State? She's African-American. Colin Powell has served as Secretary of State as well. It's not as if the United States has not had African-Americans previously in high office.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. But remember, those were not elected positions. Here we're talking about an election that has gripped the attention of the world now for more than a year. Millions of people around the world are watching and looking and thinking and discussing in the dinner tables. And it's a very powerful message.
Well, you travel in international circles. You travel quite a bit. I wonder if you ever hear people who are not American, who are overseas, express, say, criticism for Barack Obama because he is African-American, because he's a minority, or even support for John McCain on the basis of his race because he is not a minority.
There is no doubt. I do believe that racism is powerful and present, unfortunately, in a lot of countries. In Russia, in North Africa, in Europe, even in Latin America, the comments are very often colored by racism that is so taken for granted that it would be impossible here, but it's still politically correct in other countries.
So what have you heard, though? I mean, bring us in on some of the conversations. Anything that surprised you?
Well, just recently, for example, yesterday, President Chavez of Venezuela very clearly said, I want to talk to the black guy, you know, el negro, he said. I have to have a conversation with him, and I hope that he's up to what the responsibilities are. And so, but his comments were very clearly, explicitly stated in that way.
Was that said derisively? Because there are other leaders in South America who are part of a minority and who are aligned. I'm thinking of Evo Morales in Bolivia, who are aligned with Chavez.
Absolutely. But I am just pointing to a narrative that is quite different and that could be very surprising to people in the United States if they listen that way in which the way in which it's framed.
Moises Naim, editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine. Very nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Lisa.